This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to be with me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the book of Revelation. We are going to start here, chapter 14, and then we'll work through chapter 14 next week as well. Lord God, we pray now for your wisdom and insight to be imparted into us, Lord. Lord, we seek your wisdom and understanding into this text. Speak to us through your word where we know you speak. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prior to getting started, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend, where my sermon is entitled, A Friend of God's or A Friend of the World? We are up to James chapter 4, and we're looking at the first four verses there in James 4. Starts with the astounding thing. James says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? That's what we're looking at this week. According to James, you cannot be a friend of God's and a friend of the world's at the same time. So that is my Sunday sermon this coming Sunday morning at 10:30. We'd love to see you. Here on the radio, we're going through verse by verse the book of Revelation, and we're about to pick it up here in chapter 14 here. Now, chapter 14, it gives us a glimpse into eternity to show believers what awaits them if they endure. Their suffering will not be meaningless. It will only be a prelude into eternity with God. This chapter explains what will happen to those who refuse to take the mark of the beast and what will happen eventually to the beast and his servants. Now, that comment comes from the Life Application Bible Commentary. This comment comes from the Paul W. Esposito Commentary, and that is this. You'll also find out what happens to those who do take the mark here. In this chapter, we're going to see there's no repentance from this. You can't change your mind and say, sorry for doing this. There is no repentance. Let's make it plain and clear here today. There is no repentance from taking the mark of the beast. Do not do this. Warning, don't do this. Not funny either. Don't do this. Don't take the mark of the beast. And yet, people are deceived into doing, and this is what we've been looking at here, how people are deceived into doing this is how it's going to be. Same as Eve. Go all the way back to the beginning, who said, when God said to her, why did you do this, woman? And she said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. Goes all the way back then. When people do these things, they wouldn't do them deliberately. They're deceived into doing them. Now, chapter 14, verse 1. Now I saw, and behold, a lamb, the lamb, standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his father, having been written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing on their harp. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the Lord, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn the song except 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. So we see here, God's people have their mark, and Satan's people have their mark. And again, we see the reemergence, the reemergence of the 144,000. And I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And the voice which I heard was as of harpists playing on their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one was able to learn that song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. Certainly that verse can't mean what it seems to say, huh? No one was able to learn that song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed. How about everybody else? Certainly this must mean just the 144,000 Jews, right? Verse 4. These are those who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed by Jesus from among men, first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And no guile or no deceit was found in their mouth, for they are blameless. Now, first off, let's go back here again now to verse 1. I have on a heading on this chapter for my notes here, Christ on earth. But is it really? You know, in the Bible, there's more than one reference to Mount Zion. We know Mount Zion is a reference to Jerusalem. And let's read another place, too. Let's read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Let me read that to you. It says, "But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an..." Now, let me stop and read that again. "You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks of better things than that of Abel." You see, there is more than one Zion. We know Zion is a reference to Jerusalem. However, also Zion is a reference to the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. Now, I've always thought here that this is a picture of the end of the tribulation after the end of the age, and Jesus is standing on the Mount Zion here on earth. And I have to rethink this and think maybe that's not exactly where he is. Maybe he's in the new Jerusalem, which we know is still up above, where the Lord says, "I go to prepare a place for you." Maybe that's where he is. Maybe that's what this is a reference to. "I saw and behold a lamb, the lamb, standing on Mount Zion, and with him the 144,000, having his name and the name of his father having been written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters and like the voice of loud thunder." Now, this is still in heaven. All of this is in heaven. Now, again, let's read verse 3 now. "And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one was able to learn that song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth." Now, it seems to me that he is not on the earth, but he is in the heavenly Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem that one day, when you're reading, I think it's chapter 21, is going to descend out of heaven. It's up there still. So Christ, in my opinion, is not on earth. He's still in heaven. And that is where the future Zion is, up above, not down here below. And again, now to verse 5, it says, "And no guile was found in their mouth, for they are blameless." Isn't it funny how they have to make an example of that? You know, there's so much guile found in people's mouths here today. It's hard to know who to believe, who not to believe. It's funny, too. That's the same thing the Lord Jesus said about Nathanael. Remember? He says, the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 47, he says, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." That's funny. Exactly the same thing that he said to him is the same thing that these 144,000 are commended for. There's no guile found in their mouth. for their blameless. That is finally someone who's going to speak the truth. You know, there's a shortage of truth out here today. Let's you and I be mouthpieces of truth, where nothing but the truth will come out of our mouths. There's such a shortage of it. Like I said, lying is in vogue today. It seems everyone lies. You don't know. I see it on the news all the time now. I'm seeing on the news here about a news reporter who was suspended, I just read today, for lying. And it seems like he has a problem speaking the truth. And there's a whole lot of people out here today that have a problem speaking the truth. This man is commended for being truthful, speaking the truth. When lying describes you, you run into this problem. Revelation 21:8, it says, but all cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and sexually immoral and sorcerers, or actually drug users, and idolaters and all liars will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. When this describes you, not someone who's told a lie, but a liar, not the noun, but the adjective. Everyone out here has committed the noun at some time in your life, if you're honest. But the adjective is a liar. When that describes you, John is saying, you're going to have no portion in the kingdom because Satan is the father of all lies. We read in John 8:44, he was a liar. He is the father of all lies. When you are a liar and that describes you, then you're acting like your father. Anyone with the spirit of the living God inside of them can't go on and continually be a liar and practicing lying, because that is of Satan, not of God. When you are a child of God, you speak the truth. These people here were commended for speaking the truth. No guile, no falsehood, no lies were found in their mouths, and they're blameless. Then I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth and to every nation, tribe, language, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear the Lord and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and you will worship him who has made heaven and earth and the sea and fountains of waters. And another angel, a second angel, said, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, from the wine of the wrath of her fornication. She has made all the nations to drink. I guess that's where we'll pick it up here in our next program. As we're continuing our look here in chapter 14, we're going to look and see a little bit more about Babylon, and we'll have Babylon explained to us more when we get to chapter 17. So again, you're listening to WGOD Radio. For more information, you can go to wgodontheair.net. You can like our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. And on Twitter, you can follow us at WGOD Radio. These programs are uploaded as soon as they're recorded. And I invite you and encourage you, follow along with us as we're going through the book of Revelation verse by verse. We'll be back again soon here with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.